Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is currently 7:47, 13 until 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. And we're going to talk to Joe Geruso in a couple of minutes, New Orleans City Council member, about the recent ruling on the Wisner Trust and get the latest on what's going on with that. J.P. Morrell and said that he's going to give no quarter if the heirs are not willing to settle. So we'll see what he has to say. I know I Googled Monica Hoff Wallace Wisner Trust, and you'll see the second result. What is the Wisner Land Trust? And it tells you what Monica Hoff Wallace, an expert in this, told us, but we don't have to do all of that. We'll instead talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, now to find out. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. How are you?
All right. Your fellow council member, J.P. Morrell, said if they are smart, talking about the heirs, they will concede. If not, we will give them no quarter. And I appreciate that pirate talk from J.P. I do. I like that.
Yeah, well, I think we're tired of litigation.
Makes me want to call J.P. just a pirate, Morrell.
Well, but I think J.P. and the rest of us are tired of litigating this case.
It's crazy.
And it's been unnecessary. It is crazy. And look, Monica is an excellent professor, and I've listened to her afterwards explain the history of Wisner. And I don't know if I can do justice to her explanation.
In a couple of minutes, if you can, Joe, try for people that are just tuning in and don't know, perhaps.
Sure. So Edward Wisner was a person who lived in the city of New Orleans, accumulated a great deal of wealth, and in 1914 placed all of this land into a trust that was to generate income for beneficiaries for 100 years, and then ultimately the trust was to expire 100 years later in 2014. And that land wound up including places in Jefferson Parish, but most importantly, what has ultimately become Port Fouchon, where we now do so much with oil and gas in that area. And the corpus or the body of that trust is probably north of $100 million. Over the years, the percentages of the beneficiaries, that the people who received the income, changed. And so the city has a sizable amount. The heirs wound up having a sizable amount. And then Tulane Charity Hospital and Salvation Army had an amount. And so for 100 years, all of this is going forward. And then in 2014, the trust expired. And after that, Mayor Landrieu brought a lawsuit to really start winding down the trust itself. And the Fourth Circuit, which is the intermediate appellate court based here in New Orleans, has ruled the trust is dead. That is no question whatsoever. It is over with, finished, kaput, done. And for reasons we don't quite understand, the trust kept on existing as if it were still going forward. And in 2020, Mayor Cantrell signed a ratification agreement extending that trust indefinitely. Now, first of all, you cannot do that as a matter of law. It is legally impossible. You, just like you cannot resuscitate a dead person, you cannot revive a trust that is dead. It is absolutely illegal, improper, null. And it also violated the council's powers on the disposition of a movable property. The council did not know about all of that. And so we tried for a little while to see what we could do, if there was a way to negotiate all of this, and we couldn't find one. So we ultimately sued the city of New Orleans, the mayor as one of the trustees, and the income beneficiaries who no longer should receive anything of value from the trust to make sure that it is 100% clear the ratification agreement was null and void, and to return the entire corpus to the city of New Orleans, which the citizens rightfully own now and nobody else, and also importantly to stop the disbursements that were happening on a yearly basis to all of those other entities, whether they're the heirs or the universities. And candidly, we're disappointed that it's taken this long with all of these groups to do that. Now, the heirs we know are going to fight us for a very long time. This is mailbox money to them. It's money that they get on a regular basis. They've gotten it for 10 years beyond the expiration of the trust. What's a little bit more disappointing, and hopefully we will wrap up soon, is the universities, who are supposed to be our partners here in the city, who've continued to fight us on this and link arms with the heirs when they ought to be joined at the hip with the city and all of this. The heirs and the other entities fought the council and said we were not a legal entity who could sue in this regard. And ultimately, the Louisiana Supreme Court said, no, that's wrong. The council is obviously a juridical body and has a right to bring a lawsuit here. But I'll also say this, Tommy, there are a lot of really strong nuggets in that opinion that say flat out that the trust has expired and strongly suggests, not a ruling, but strongly suggests the council is going to prevail on all of its legal theories ultimately.
Where does the mayor stand on all of this, Joe? I'm just curious before we run out of time.
Yeah, so the mayor has been very quiet in all of this. Mm-hmm. They have not really fought, but they've not really joined the council either. And it seems like the city's position is we're okay with our income beneficiary position and we're okay having the entire corpus, but we just view that as a lose for the city. The bottom line is the city is entitled to everything. And why do we want to be paying these heirs, most of whom don't live in New Orleans, money that they're not entitled to?
In terms of mailbox checks, I get those, Joe. Occasionally I get one from my movie career. The last residual check I got was $28 from my appearance in the George Foreman movie. So I know what it's like to have that mailbox money coming in. It's
yeah,
nice.
This is more than $28.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying I wish I had some mailbox money coming in.
Yeah.
More than $28.
I understand selfishly the idea that you want money forever and ever and ever.
But it's over.
And not have to work for it. Who doesn't want to work less and make more?
But in this case, they got it. They got it, but it's over, right?
Well, that's exactly right. Well, not only did they get it, and it's over, they got it for about another 7 or 8 years after it was over. And that, I think, is to what is so galling to us, is that, look, you got this money for 100 years. It wasn't 5 years, it wasn't 10 years, it wasn't 25 years, 100 years. That is 3 generations at least of your descendants who got this money. And then after the trust ended, you continue to get money for almost a decade, if not almost as much of a decade afterwards. And that's the part I think that's so perturbing to us, is it ended, it's over, and you're still trying to get these funds that rightfully belong to the city.
Seems
and
like me.
You live here.
To the heirs, you got 10 more years than you should have. If you don't have to pay it back, now's the time to quit. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your time as always.
Thank you. Take care.
Remember, ask no quarter, give no quarter. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. 756, 4 till 8, traffic now at WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.